What do you think? This year, are you going to make it bigger than Christmas? That ad definitely pulls on the heartstrings. This year has been full of destruction and disappointment. The lingering shadow of death has been ever near. In the past, it felt like the news was an arm's length away, but this year, bad news has moved off the screen and into our lives. Now, Christmas last year was not a celebration for many Australians. Quite a few of them spent the day fighting fires or sleeping in an evacuation centre. And then in parts of New South Wales, the fire turned to floods. And as that was happening, we were beginning to hear whispers of this new type of SARS virus breaking out in China, which then became a global pandemic. In Australia, we've been mercifully spared the fatalities many other countries have faced. But we have endured the public health precautions and their impacts. And these events and even the precautions to stop the events happening have weighed on our hearts. And even COVID aside, there's been other events happening around the world. And some of them have remained news stories, but we've felt the impact of others. Wars and civil unrest have flared up in some parts of Africa and Central Asia. Then there's been the tensions in America around race and policing, around politics and the election. Then most recently, it's the growing trade war with China, which can seem abstract and distant. Economy and GDP, what's that got to do with me until it's someone in your family that loses their job? There's been plenty of darkness this year. And Maya says, they've got just the thing for you. Make December 25 bigger than Christmas. Squeeze a year's worth of celebration into one day, which on one level sounds lovely. Instead of just glossing over all the things we've missed this year, let's celebrate. But on the other hand, I'm exhausted just watching that ad. I find Christmas tough enough, let alone loading up the day with even more expectation, which I know I won't meet. And call me cynical, but I've got the idea of how Maya thinks I might make the day bigger than Christmas. And that's by wearing out my credit card at one of their stores. Buy now, pay later in every sense of the word. It's been a dark year. But is that the best we can do? Throw a big party, spend up big, hoping we can make up for what we've been through. As we read from Luke's record of the time leading up to the birth of Jesus, Luke tells us Jesus came into a dark world. I wonder if you picked that up with what Ruth read to us before. Let's have a listen again to some of those things that are in your bulletin, particularly the evidence of darkness. So it is printed in your bulletin. We're going to have a listen. We're going to start at verse 68, sentence 68, which is about 2/3 of the way down the left-hand side of your bulletin. Sentence 68 says, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them." Now, there is light in that sentence. This is a good news story. Don't worry, we're going to get to the good news. But the reason it is light is because of the darkness. And it's there in that word, redeem. What does the word redeem mean? You might be doing a lot of redeeming on Boxing Day. We talk about redeeming a gift card. If you get a gift card for Christmas, what's happened is that someone's given a shop some money and they're holding it. They keep the money. And then when you come in and redeem the gift card, they'll release to you something of equal value. Now, that's a bit of a strange way to talk about gift cards, holding and releasing. But it's because the word redemption in the Bible is to do with buying freedom for a captive or a slave. And so when sentence 68 mentions redeeming, in the background is the darkness of slavery and captivity. The world Jesus comes into is not free. It's a world of oppression, occupation, and control. For God's ancient people, Israel, it was a world where they were not free in their own home. It was a dark time. Jesus also came into a dark world of hatred and enmity. Look at sentence 71. Salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. As we head towards Christmas, some of us feel grief and anxiety. We feel the darkness of broken relationships, empty seats at the Christmas table. And that phrase, all who hate us, it sticks in your mouth, doesn't it? It's not just that there's one person you don't get on with, but the world is against you, all who hate us. Jesus came into a world of darkness from hatred and enmity. Sentence 74 says a similar thing. To rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him, to serve God, without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. So once again, we've got enemies and there's also fear. These are the kinds of words we've been hearing lots of this year, the kinds of feelings we've been having. We've felt fear and anxiety. We've seen the effects of hatred and enmity, even if it wasn't directed at us. The darkness has been confronting. But Luke is telling us in many ways this is nothing new. 2,000 years ago, when Jesus came into the world was dark. But the darkness isn't only out there, it's in here too. Sentence 77, it talks about the need for forgiveness. Sentence 77 says, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins. Here we get to the root of the darkness. The root of darkness is sin. Sin's a word that's come up in a few of the songs we've sung today, isn't it? Cast out our sin and enter in, be born in us today. Sin is a much misunderstood word. But at its heart, sin is about selfishness, self-centeredness, putting me before you. On one level, this is a trivial example, but this me before you attitude in all of our hearts was shown this year as the supermarket shelves ran dry. And I'm not talking about the bizarre scenes we saw of fights in the toilet paper aisle, but that extreme behaviour reveals something in all of us. In all of us, our impulse is, I need to get what I can for me. Even if we didn't buy up big ourselves, and I'm sure there's not many of us who can't put our hands up for having done that, even if we didn't, though, buy up big ourselves, we were anxious that we should have done it. We were anxious because our gut told us that no one else is going to help me. If we can't look after ourselves, no one else is going to, because we know when the chips are down, we're looking out for ourselves and our cupboards that are still full of toilet paper bear witness to that. And this is the core of our sin, putting myself and my interests ahead of the interests of others. And most of all, it's putting my selfish interests ahead of God. So the root of the darkness we feel in the world is sin. And the depths of the darkness is death. This is what sentence 79 says. To shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death. This year, the shadow of death has hung over us all. Of course, death is always there every year, but we try to ignore it. But this year, it's been there in the numbers and the graphs. We've tuned into the news to see what the numbers are today. And we've also been acknowledging the significance of funerals, haven't we? In Queensland, with the lockdown restrictions, funerals were always allowed a larger number than any other gathering until the footy went back. But that was a recognition that death is ever present. And the grief of death brings darkness into all of our lives. And when death strikes, we need each other. This is the world Jesus came to. A world of oppression and captivity. A world of hatred and enmity. A world of fear. A world of sin cowering under the shadow of death. And it's in this world that Maya thinks we can solve all our problems by loading all our celebrations into one day, trying to outshine the darkness through the sparkle of our worn-out credit cards. In our first video this morning, we had the four types of Christmas. The shopper and the Santa trying to out-celebrate the darkness. Now, when I first saw the ad, I don't know how many of you have seen it on TV, I thought, yep, it's clever, isn't it? It is a very clever ad. But it's shallow. The darkness is so much darker than what this ad can acknowledge. Watch it again when you get home. Listen to what it does not say. It doesn't say the C word. There's multiple C words it doesn't say. It doesn't say the D word. It doesn't talk about death, does it? The darkness is so much darker than the advertisers will acknowledge. And the proposal of this ad is exhausting. Getting through Christmas in a normal year is hard enough. But this year, I've got nothing left in my tank. I can't make it bigger than Christmas. But most of all, and this is why the ad doesn't hit home, is how can you get bigger than Christmas? Because we just saw how dark the world Jesus entered into. Throwing a bigger party is just a band-aid. But the Bible doesn't just tell us how dark the problem is. It also tells us Jesus came to shine light into our darkness. Now, we could go through each element of the darkness we see there in that Bible reading and show how Jesus shines a light into each element of those darkness, but we're just going to focus on two today. In sentence 77, we saw how Jesus came to reveal salvation and win forgiveness. And that was to do with sin, wasn't it? Listen again to sentence 77. To give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins. This year the ABC put out a show, Reputation Rehab. It was looking at the way our culture just throws people under the bus. It writes them off, cancels them with no chance of coming back. It covered things like celebrities. So the first episode, we're introduced to Nick Kyrgios, the bad boy of tennis. And then we've got the reality TV villains, the ones whenever they're on the screen, the scary music comes on. There are other episodes about normal, everyday people, people who broke COVID restrictions and ended up on the news, or Karens. It was really interesting watching this show to see how they sought to rehabilitate their reputation. In the episodes I saw, no one owned up to any failure on their part. There was lots of blame put on the media and other people. There was re-spinning of the story, so their bad behaviour, like swearing at umpires and smashing tennis rackets, that actually became a good thing because you get fined, and where does the fine go to? It goes and helps underprivileged kids. So in fact, you're a good person for shouting at the umpire. But because they didn't face the darkness, and they couldn't face the darkness, the rehabilitation felt hopeless because there was no forgiveness. But the big news of Christmas is we can face our own darkness. We can open our eyes to it and in Jesus find forgiveness. And because Jesus brings forgiveness, he takes away the shadow of the dark shadow of death. Because that's ultimately what makes death so dark. It's not only death itself, but it's, as the Bible says, people are destined to die once, and after that, to face judgment. We need forgiveness because our sin gives us a reputation before God. And he's not fooled by our stories and our spin. He knows the truth, that the darkness isn't just out there, but it's in here. It's in my sin, my selfishness. But have a listen to this. Sentence 78 says that despite the darkness of the world, light comes. But the light of Jesus isn't like the searchlight at a prison, scanning, searching for the escapees, bringing them to judgment. No, God doesn't shine light from a distance. No, listen to sentence 78. In God's tender mercy, the light comes to us. Sentence 78. Because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death to guide our feet into the path of peace. Jesus doesn't just shine on us from a distance. No, God doesn't send a torch down to us and say, hey, this is the switch, turn it on, make your own light. No, the sun comes to us. He illuminates our dark world and turns our nights into day. He comes with tender mercy. He comes to bring forgiveness. And Jesus does this by facing the death and judgment our sin deserves. How are you going to deal with the darkness this year has revealed? Are you going to try and make up for it, throw the biggest party? Are you going to try and outspend it? Or will you turn to the light, the rising sun of Jesus, who came to us to show God's tender mercy and bring forgiveness? Will you join with me in prayer? Our Father God, we thank you for your tender mercy, and that at Christmas we can celebrate because the light of Christ has come into our dark world. Lord, in all sorts of different ways, we experience the darkness that comes from sin and the shadow of death. We ask you to enable us to acknowledge the darkness and turn to the light and find your tender mercy and the light of Christ, giving hope, life, and joy. For those of us feeling the darkness acutely this Christmas, we ask you'd show your kindness and give comfort both now and into eternity. For Jesus' sake we pray. Amen.